This was the third time top officials from Sea Alaska had flown to Sitka to testify before the assembly on a resolution opposing House Bill 3560. Board Chairman Senator Albert Kukesh was in the room, along with Vice Chair Rosita Worrell and several other board members. They had distributed a polished packet to assembly members containing numerous documents, including a letter from Congressman Don Young saying that he planned to amend 3560 to remove Kalinin Bay and Poison Cove from Sea Alaska's list of enterprise sites, now known as Native Futures Sites, plus eliminate language creating access zones in a 15-mile radius around the selections. The Sitka Assembly twice before put off action on its resolution of opposition, hoping to see some changes. Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh pressed Sea Alaska Vice President Rick Harris to learn more about the corporation's intentions for the land.
Is it your opinion that the activities at the, I'm thinking of the enterprise sites, so the new the Native Futures sites, will be compatible and consistent with the Tongass land use classifications?
Yes, the sites that we've designated or selected, particularly for Native Future sites, are areas that are set up for a more intensive use, not the conservation classifications. So yes, those are all consistent with the plan.
My second question is, will any of these sites be used for large-scale commercial use?
No, that's inconsistent with our expectation, and I didn't mention, and I see most of you have it, but we sent out fairly extensive packets describing, you know, what we sort of envisioned the use of these, particularly the Native Future sites, which has really drawn most of the attention.
As described in the Sea Alaska packet, the principles Harris referred to are research, education, and culturally appropriate tourism that would, quote, allow tribal members, researchers, and visitors to experience native culture, language, lifestyle, and history in a natural environment setting. The document goes on to state that the business model would involve high-quality, low-intensity activities to partake in wildlife viewing and gathering using traditional values and norms. In its present form, House Resolution 3560 doesn't outline these principles. Again, Nancy Kavanaugh pressed Harris on Sea Alaska's credibility.
It seems like trust is the issue at hand, so what do you say to those who question Sea Alaska's past practice in terms of trusting that this is going to be what you say it will be?
Harris prefaced his answer by referring to other principles behind the Native Futures sites, such as developing new sources of renewable energy, including the production of alcohol and methane from residual wood fiber, and carbon sequestration. Harris said that Sea Alaska, a corporation well known for its intensive logging practices, was looking for a new direction.
We are really looking at doing things differently, looking at some new horizons, and we have the policy people of our organization, some of whom is the chairman of the board and the vice chair, are sitting right behind me, and I think that's where you have to honor it.
In the public, only Floyd Tompkins spoke against the Sea Alaska selections, which still include Big Bay and 23 other locations around Southeast.
These gems of recreation, they've been enjoyed for thousands of years by everybody in Sitka, around Sitka, passing through. To have them taken out and placed in restricted use is offensive to the nature of life here in Sitka.
For the most part, public testimony on the issue was dominated by Sitka tribal citizens who also happened to be Sea Alaska shareholders. Tribal Council member Mike Miller was making his fourth appearance before the assembly, urging the body to not take a position on the selections. This time, he flirted with the idea of asking for an endorsement.
I really feel that, being that the concerns have been met, that it wouldn't be out of line to ask you to support House Bill 3560 at this time. And
fellow tribal council member Dale Williams spoke to the economic benefits of the Sea Alaska selections. Sitka resident and Sea Alaska shareholder George Bennett also said that dividends were important to the local economy. Tribal citizen Bob Sam offered a less material perspective.
There's something about walking on that land that really makes me feel proud. I feel a connection. and my ancestors are buried on this land. And I go out to these places like I own them.
Assembly members Cheryl Westover, Reber Stein, and Heidi Raffelli agreed that their original resolution of opposition did not seem relevant in light of Sealaska's proposed changes to the bill. All encouraged further dialogue and public meetings with Sealaska, especially as a companion measure was due to be introduced in the U.S. Senate in the near future. Only the resolution's co-sponsors, Jack Osment and Marco Dapsevich, voted for its passage. Dapsevich reminded the Assembly that despite all of Sealaska's good intentions, 3560 had yet to be formally amended. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.